Today's devotional, the healing of the 10 lepers. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. As Jesus continued on toward Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village there, 10 lepers stood at a distance, crying out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." He looked at them and said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, "Praise God." He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you." This is so full and so loaded. In Luke 17, we encounter 10 lepers standing at a distance. Their lives defined by their disease and their separation from society. In their desperation, they cry out to Jesus, "Master, have mercy on us." Their plea is simple, but it resonates with faith and hope in the only one who can change their circumstances. Jesus responds, not with a dramatic gesture, but with a simple instruction. "Go, show yourselves to the priests." It was a command rooted in the law, which required those healed of leprosy to be examined by a priest before being declared clean. Key here is that they had to be examined by a priest. And so the key to their healing is found in their obedience. What are you listening to? What are you obeying? As they went, they were cleansed. They had not yet seen their healing when they turned to go. Their faith was shown in their willingness to obey Jesus' command, even before the evidence of their cleansing appeared. This teaches us a profound lesson. Sometimes our healing, breakthrough, or miracle is on the other side of our obedience. Faith often requires us to take steps even when the outcome isn't immediately visible. However, the story takes a poignant turn when only one of the 10, upon realizing he was healed, returns to thank Jesus. This man, a Samaritan, falls at Jesus' feet in gratitude and praise. In other words, in a form of worship. Jesus' response is telling. He says, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? It's a question that challenges us to reflect on our own hearts. How often do we receive God's blessings, answers, and miracles, yet forget to return and give thanks? But how about this one? How about the fact that they followed instructions, they received their healing while following instructions, but someone heard something else? That Samaritan heard and understood who the priest really was. It wasn't the priest over there. It was the priest who told them to go over there. He went back because he got the answer. And the gratitude that he demonstrated was a key aspect of faith that kept his heart aligned with God. So he received his miracle in full. The Samaritan return was not just about acknowledging his healing, but about giving glory to God. He found out who the priest really was. Jesus tells him, "Your faith has healed you," highlighting that his gratitude was an expression of faith, completing the work that had begun in his obedience. In our lives, we may cry out to God in times of need, and he is faithful to respond, but it's just as important that we remember to turn back and give thanks, to be at the feet of the Master. Gratitude is the pathway to deeper relationship with God. It keeps our hearts humble and our eyes focused on his goodness. We are reminded that every blessing, every answered prayer, and every act of mercy is an opportunity to worship him with our thanks. I need you to pay attention to this, because at the end of the day, it is not so much that he obeyed. He obeyed by way of revelation. He knew what Jesus was saying. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your mercy demonstrated and for your grace, and for hearing our cries for help. Teach us to walk in faith and obedience, trusting you even when we cannot yet see the outcome. Help us to cultivate hearts of gratitude, always returning to give you the glory and thanks that you deserve. Help us to understand how to listen and be obedient to the revelation that you're giving. May we never take your blessings for granted, but always acknowledge your hand in our lives. Fill us with joy, the joy of knowing you, and the desire to praise you in all circumstances. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we do pray. Amen. Be blessed and be encouraged, and know this, that the healing of the 10 lepers is a powerful reminder of faith, obedience, and the importance of gratitude. As you reflect on this story, consider the ways God has answered your prayers and moved in your life. Have you taken time out to really understand what he's telling you? Let gratitude be your response, turning every blessing into an opportunity to praise God. Remember, it is not just the miracle itself, but our return to give thanks that deepens our relationship with him and honors his work in our lives. Be encouraged.